You're listening to SBS News.
Avery Howard knows the stress of waiting for his fortnightly income support payment. He worries the looming welfare cuts could send him into poverty.
I am currently living week to week in community housing. So if I'm looking for places to live on less money, then it's even more difficult.
With financial hardship exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, Anglicare Australia's Executive Director, Casey Chambers, is calling for welfare payments to be raised permanently.
COVID's uncovered and laid bare the inequalities and weaknesses in our society. It's made us see that for people in insecure rental housing or insecure work, they are doing it much tougher than everybody else in this pandemic.
A new study by Anglicare Australia reveals just 1% of rentals across Australia are affordable for a person on the current COVID-19 job seeker payment. But when the government cuts the coronavirus supplement by $300 a fortnight later this month, only 0.2% of properties would remain affordable at current prices. Less than 1% of rentals are attainable for those on an age or disability support pension. It's a concern for services like the Wayside Chapel in Sydney, which has taken in hundreds more people who are struggling financially from COVID-19. Pastor John Owen is the Wayside Chapel's CEO.
With more people losing jobs, more people needing support, and more people at risk of homelessness, we're going to see an overstretched system being pushed to a breaking point.
And with the moratorium on eviction also coming to an end soon in all states but Victoria, there are fears more Australians will plunge into further financial uncertainty. The New South Wales Tenants Union CEO is Leo Patterson Ross.
We really are concerned about the upcoming cliff when JobSeeker, JobKeeper are rolled back. People who are currently holding on will be having to go back to their landlord to try and renegotiate a rent without any protection from eviction.
For Avery Howard, he just hopes the support will continue until he can find stability in his housing and finances.
It feels demoralising, just desperately trying to help increase my income.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.